Conclusion. The controversy over fluoride isn't about science. It's about politics. It's all about controlling how we as consumers perceive the world around us. Is that beautiful bright red apple really good for your child or yourself? Or does it have something hidden inside that's not good at all? I think you have a right to know. But I'm not in the apple business. I also think it's time for the U.S. government to admit they made a mistake with fluoride. But I'm not in charge of national security or the economy either. Well, that's the end of my message. Now you know why there's fluoride in your toothpaste, what fluoride can do if you get too much of it, where it's coming from, and especially why it's very important to be careful with fluoride toothpaste or mouthwash, and as much as possible, avoid foods grown with artificial fertilizers and pesticides. If you need a prescription drug, ask for one that doesn't contain fluoride in its chemical structure. And be wary of mineral supplements that don't show the fluoride content on the label. If you live in an artificially fluoridated area, each liter of water will provide about 1 milligram of fluoride, one part per million. If you have your own well, it could be as little as 0.2 milligrams, or very rarely, as much as 8 milligrams per liter. But ordinary well water tests don't involve fluoride. EPA's Drinking Water Division set an enforceable maximum concentration of 4 parts per million for municipal drinking water supplies. But their pesticide division allows as much as 130 parts per million, almost 60 milligrams per pound from sulfuryl fluoride pesticide residues in or on our food. It isn't possible to avoid fluorides altogether. And I'm not suggesting that everything you buy at the grocery store is unfit to eat. But, quite frankly, a lot of it is worth less than the container it comes in. One more thing. Thanks for listening. If you have the ability to make a copy of this CD, please do so and pass it on. If you have a computer and would like to verify what you've just heard, please insert the archive CD and open the file named Enter Here. This will take you to the main directory page within the folder named XXX.